So I just had a meeting this morning with a new client, but an old website, a website that we've been working on for years and years and years, yet the person that we're now working with is quite new. And it created an interesting dynamic. Often we're the people going in to companies and we're bringing the fresh perspective and the new way of looking at things. But in that meeting, it was the other way around. And it was very interesting. And it raised in particular one issue that I think as website owners, we're all in danger of falling into. And that is where we make assumptions about what works and doesn't work on a site. Maybe you did some usability testing 3 years ago on an idea that just didn't fly. Maybe you did a customer survey and they said they wanted a certain thing and so you implemented it. But just because it was true 3-4 years ago doesn't mean that that holds up anymore. Things move, things change, users and user behaviour alters all the time, especially when it comes to the web, which is such a fast-moving industry. Also, if we change one thing on our site, then maybe it'll affect the way users respond to another thing. So it's very dangerous to make assumptions when it comes to the web. You know what they say? Making assumptions is making an ass out of you and me, if you assume. So, yes, I'm bad cliches, I apologise for that. But the point still remains true that you can't make assumptions about user behaviour even based on past testing. And that's why it's so important to continually test and challenge your preconceptions about your website and your audience and to continually try and experiment with new things, even if they're things that you've tried in the past and have failed. So that's my piece of advice for today. Don't get caught up in your preconceptions about the website, especially if you've been working on that website for a long length of time.